Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Let's talk about tax policy. Now, there's a phrase to quicken your pulse. No, seriously, taxes are very much in the news right now. First, it was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic freshman congressional bomb thrower. She called for raising the tax rate to 70% on personal incomes above $10 million. Current top rate's about half that. Next, it was Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She proposed a brand new tax on wealth, 2% a year on personal assets above $50 million. Then it was Bernie Sanders' turn. He called for raising the tax rate on inherited estates and sharply lowering the threshold for paying that tax. Why this sudden urge to raise taxes? Well, there's an election coming up next year, and Democrats have discovered that people are angry about taxes. Not their own, but the ones rich people pay, or don't. Polls show most Americans think the tax system favors the wealthy. A majority also support Ocasio-Cortez on her 70% idea. Maybe that's because the tax code really does favor the rich. Investment income is taxed at lower rates than a worker's pay, except for hedge fund managers who somehow get to use that lower rate for their compensation. Other loopholes favor oil producers, small business owners, and real estate developers like our president. America is becoming an oligopoly. Studies show the richest 0.1% of us have as much wealth as the bottom 90%. And the rich are getting richer, while the rest of us aren't really. Sure, those billionaires work hard, but the tax code lets them pass along most of their fortunes to future, perhaps less deserving generations. They can also make unlimited secret political contributions to ensure that tax policy remains friendly. That's why those new tax plans might pass the Democratic House, but will surely get derailed by our billionaire-friendly Republican Senate and that real estate guy in the White House. Maybe not forever. Too many people suspect they're being taken for a ride. They wonder why America had higher tax rates back when we were building the interstate highways and going to the moon. They don't understand why, today, we have plenty of money for pro-wealth tax cuts, but not for better roads, bridges, schools, health care. Rich people, with some justice, call this kind of talk impractical, job-destroying, pandering to the masses. But the masses have another word for it. Fairness. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.